Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
September, truck month, Moran Chevrolet, perfect time to elevate your tailgating game at Moran, number one selling Chevy dealer, and best game day start, the 26 Silverado Crew Cab 4x4, lease one at Moran right now, $349 a month, 24 months, or the 26 Equinox LT, $279 a month, 36 months. Guys, they got the best deals in town, MoranExpress.com, or you can stop by on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. It's Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Including number 21, Michigan, laying 2.5 on the road at Nebraska, 3:30 on CBS. You got two betting angles here. You got a true freshman on the road who looked like shit. Then they go home and bomb a JV team. And you go, all right, well, Michigan round two, he'll be better. They'll be more open. Nebraska, I can't wrap my arms around them. I don't love what I've seen on their run defense. I don't love Rayola, aside from the fact he's a weirdo. And honestly, what I wrote in the notes, I know it's not nuanced, but Nebraska's the Texas A&M at a Big Ten. Show me something in a big spot, and they never do it. Now, look, A&M did last weekend, but I'm not betting Bryce Underwood on the road until I see it, and I'm done with Nebraska in big moments because all they've done is hurt me. It's a stay away for me, and I feel terrible. Am I going to get made fun of here?
No, you don't have to play every game. It does terrify me, too. Like, I was a Nebraska guy preseason, and we're operating still a little bit with what we thought in the preseason without a lot of, you know, data points. But it terrifies me that they're underdogs here. It terrifies me that Dylan Raiola continues to do this weird Mahomes thing. Like, if they lose this game, someone needs to go high and tight. We're clean shaving this kid. Like, you can't pretend you're Mahomes anymore.
Well, and again, if you're Nebraska, like, I'm not trying to overstate it, but Jim, they're outside the top 70 in rush defense.
Well, that's the issue. They brought back a lot from their back end of their defense, like safeties and corners and good portal guys at linebacker, this like hybrid kid, McCullough. Yeah. But their front is unproven, and if Justice Haynes has a big day on the ground and they've leaned on him, he has more yards that people don't realize that have gotten taken back from penalties.
Do you know what they're giving up on the ground? Do you know what they're giving up on the ground a week?
What do you got?
157 yards a week. Here's who they're sandwiched around: New Mexico, Ball State, and Rutgers.
Right. No, it's a real fear that I would have betting Nebraska.
Yeah. The other thing is, if I bet Michigan. Yeah, you know, I hate to break it to the people who are just, you know, gargling Bryce Underwood's bathwater. There is an opportunity. He could turn it over a couple of times, and now all of a sudden, oh, no. Now what have I gotten myself into?
Right. Why am I laying points in this spot?
Right. No, I want to see it to believe it. I want to watch it. I want to enjoy it. Don't need to bet it. If you forced me to play, like gun to my head, yeah, I take the home team, but I'm not doing it south of three. What value is there? I can't pick Nebraska.
Well, here's the value. Okay. 2.5 points is big in a game where Michigan's kicker, who we thought was going to be a stud, has already looked shaky and missed a couple kicks. So there's value in the points here.
Okay.
And again, you want to do the like Underwood could be really special as they open up the offense. Raiola, he was a 5-star recruit too, already has a year under his belt. So I feel like I'm getting the quarterback at home, a couple point cushion, volatile kicking. It's Nebraska or pass.
Yeah, and I'm choosing to pass. Again, I have plenty of plays this week. They're just not in these games. Go to the next game, will you please?
Yeah, I'm going to pass too, by the way.
Okay.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.